我们在今天晚上呢是一个特别的聚会。
Tonight we have a special gathering.
那么我们今天晚上是来纪念、来思想主耶稣基督的受难。
We're here to commemorate the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们弟兄姊妹，我们起立，我们来读屏幕上的这两处圣经的经文。
First, stand up and read the scriptures on the screen.
好，我们先来读约翰福音的第十章第十八节的前半部分。
John 10:18, the first part.
约翰福音十章十八节起，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我们再来，好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
Thank you for giving us your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, Word become flesh, came to this world.
主耶稣担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus bore the sin of this world, died and died on the cross.
让我们这一切信靠他的人罪得赦免，罪得洁净。
So that we who believe in Him, our sins are forgiven, our sins are cleansed.
主耶稣第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Lord Jesus was raised to life on the third day, so that we who believe in Him will not perish but have everlasting life.
愿一切的感谢、赞美、荣耀归给至高的神。
May all thanksgiving and praises and glories be to the God in the highest.
愿平安归给这地上主耶稣用宝血所拯救赎买回来的人。
May peace to those who Lord Jesus has purchased with his precious blood.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在今天晚上我们来纪念来思想主耶稣基督的受难。
Tonight, we're here to commemorate and consider the suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ.
两千多年前神的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上。
About 2,000 years ago, the only begotten Son of our Lord Jesus, of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Word became flesh, came to this world.
主耶稣担负世人的罪，在十字架上牺牲他自己，献上他自己，成为赎罪祭。
Lord Jesus bore the sin of this world, sacrificed himself on the cross as a sin offering.
让一切信靠他的人罪得洁净，罪得赦免，不再面临罪的刑罚。
So that all who believe in him, their sins are cleansed, their sins are forgiven, and they will no longer have to face the punishment of sin.
因为主耶稣在十字架上代替世人，担负世人的罪，接受了罪的刑罚。我们常常可能听到有一个词叫做替罪羊。
Lord Jesus bore our sins in a bear the punishment of sins in place of the sinners, and we often heard the phrase scapegoat.
对，其实这其实就是来描述主耶稣。主耶稣是上帝无罪的羔羊。
It is to describe the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the sinless and blameless Lamb of God.
那么，从世人的眼光来看呢？主耶稣是被当时的罗马殖民政府所钉死的，在十字架上。
From the human perspective, the Lord Jesus was crucified by the then Roman colonial government.
那么也是被当时的以色列人、犹太人所陷害致死。
And he was persecuted by the Jews, the Israelites, and died.
那么，当然，也是被他自己的这个门徒当中的一个，就是犹大叛徒犹大出卖陷害致死。
And also he was betrayed by one of his disciples, Judas, and he finally died on the cross.
但是主耶稣自己说呢，我们刚才所读的经文告诉我们，主耶稣自己说，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
But the Lord Jesus himself said, the scriptures we just read, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself.
不是罗马人把我的命夺去，不是以色列人、犹太人把我的命夺去，也不是犹大把我的命夺去。主耶稣说，是我自己愿意舍的。
It is not the Roman government, the Romans, it is not the Jews, the Israelites, or the Judas has taken Lord Jesus' life. Lord Jesus said, I laid it down of myself.
主耶稣愿意，他自愿的。
Lord Jesus was willingly giving up his life.
为什么呢？为什么他愿意舍弃自己的生命呢？主耶稣说，因为我是好牧人，好牧人愿意为他的羊舍命。
Why? Why was Jesus willing to give up his life? For Lord Jesus himself said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
我们很多时候当我们来歌颂爱的时候爱其实就是我愿意。
A lot of times when we're trying to praise love, love means willingly.
那么当主耶稣在世界上的时候呢，有很多人来到主耶稣面前，要求主耶稣，你为我做这个，你为我做那个。
While Lord Jesus was on the earth, a lot of people came up to him and asked him to do this or do that for them.
要求主耶稣，听说你会治病。你可以行神迹，来，你来为我治病，为我的好朋友治病，来为我解决我的问题。
And they heard that the Lord Jesus could heal diseases, they could perform miracles, so they asked Jesus to heal diseases for themselves or for their families, friends.
许许多多的人来到主耶稣面前，说，你为我做什么？你为我做什么？
A lot of people came up to Jesus and asked Jesus to do something for them.
但是当我们看圣经，我们会发现，几乎没有任何一个人说，我愿意为主耶稣做什么。
But if we look at the Bible, we very seldomly read people willing to do something for Jesus.
当我们来看圣经，似乎只有一位，他在想，我能够为主耶稣做什么。
It seems that in the Bible there is only one person who has ever said, who has ever done something for the Lord Jesus.
那这就是在马可福音十四章三到九节这里所记载的。这里有一个女人。
This woman was recorded in the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 3-9.
我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们可以一起来读。
Let's read together these verses.
马可福音十四章三到九节，三节起。耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心里很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖20多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由她吧，为什么难为她呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以。只是你们不常有我。她所做的是尽她所能，她是为我安葬的事。”把香膏预先浇在我身上，我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。这段经文记载了有一个女人，把她可以说最贵重的一样东西拿到主耶稣面前来，他要献给主耶稣，全部用在主耶稣身上。
The scripture tells us that there's a woman, who has brought the most expensive item of that what he had, and brought it to the Lord Jesus, and he would give it to Lord Jesus and use it on the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督讲得很，这里说得很清楚，就是他所做的是尽他所能，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。马可福音的十四章八节。
Lord Jesus said it here very clearly that she has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial.
我们刚才提到过，如果我们来看四卷福音书，基本上所有来到耶稣面前的人都是向耶稣提要求，耶稣你能为我做什么？啊，你为我做什么？
I just mentioned that if we look at the four Gospels, almost all people came to Jesus to ask him to do something for them.
那么这里记载这一个女人，耶稣说：“你到我们以后到普天下，无论在任何地方传福音，也要述说这个女人所做的事。”
But this woman was recorded here. Lord Jesus said, "Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her."
为什么要说这个女人所做的呢？
Why the story of this woman should be told?
因为只有这一个啊。
Because she is the only one.
太少见了，太少见了。
It's so rare. So few of them could do that.
很多很多人都知道，耶稣已经很快就要去到耶路撒冷，要被钉死在十字架上。耶稣已经讲过很多次。
Many people knew that the Lord Jesus would go to Jerusalem and he would be crucified. Lord Jesus repeated that many times.
没有任何一个人把这件事情放在心上。
But none of them took this thing into their heart.
没有人想，啊，耶稣很快就要死去了，我能为耶稣做什么？没有人这样想。
And nobody thought that Lord Jesus was about to die. What can I do for the Lord Jesus?
只有这一个女人，她说耶稣很快就要离开我们。这个女人说，我要为他做什么？他就打着一玉心香膏，是为耶稣安葬预备的，就是事先浇灌膏抹在耶稣身上。
Only this woman was thinking about that the Lord Jesus was about to die. What can I do for the Lord Jesus? So he brought that expensive fragrant oil and put it for the burial of the Lord Jesus.
我们特别注意。这个女人不像今天的我们有整本的圣经可以读啊。
We should notice that this woman did not have a whole Bible like us that we can read.
她并不完全的知道耶稣基督钉十字架是担负世人的罪，担负她的罪。她并没有完全知道这样的真理。
She probably didn't fully understand the truth that the Lord Jesus died in order to bear the sin of all the sinners, bear her sins also.
他对于信靠耶稣不至灭亡反得永生的真理，他可能也就是一知半解，不像今天的我们。
He could probably just know a little bit and didn't fully understand like us today the truth that the Lord Jesus, those who trust in the Lord Jesus, they will not perish but have everlasting life.
我们知道，我们今天来爱耶稣，我们来信靠跟从他，我们将来在天上的回报是大的。我们今天完全知道，因为有圣经告诉我们。
Today we fully understand that we know that when we trust and believe in the Lord Jesus and we have eternal and we have great rewards in heaven and the future because we have the Bible and the Bible tells us that.
但是当时这个女人她不知道啊。
But the woman at that time, she didn't know about that.
当她把这一玉瓶打碎，玉瓶香膏膏在耶稣身上，为耶稣安葬做预备的时候，他期望从耶稣那里得到什么回报呢？
And when she broke that alabaster jar of perfume and used it for Jesus' burial, and what did she expect from Jesus?
啊，我们今天可能会说啊，那他知道啊，他以后在耶稣基督里可以得到永远的生命，他很清楚，那是我们很清楚。
Today we may say that yes, she will have eternal life in Christ Jesus, it is us who knew about this.
Because we have 圣经告诉我们，但这个女人没有圣经，没有全备的真理告诉她。
We knew this because we have a Bible. The Bible tells us about that, but that woman didn't have a Bible.
所以耶稣在这里说，他所做的是尽他所能，没有什么留给自己的，尽他所能。 可以说是不计回报的坐在主耶稣身上，因为主耶稣即将死去了。
And Lord Jesus said she has done all she could for Jesus, and she held nothing back and all things to prepare for Jesus' death.
她如此的爱耶稣，她知道主耶稣即将要死去。
She loved Jesus so much, and she knew Lord Jesus was about to die.
耶稣即将死去这件事情很多人都知道，尤其是耶稣身边的门徒都知道，耶稣讲过不止一次。
A lot of people knew about the death of the Lord Jesus, especially the disciples around the Lord Jesus, because Jesus has mentioned that a lot of times.
但是正如我刚才所提到的，没有人把耶稣的死、耶稣的受难这件事情放在身上。
But Jesus, just as I mentioned, and no one has took the death of the Lord Jesus, the suffering of the Lord Jesus in their heart.
甚至在最后的晚餐当中，耶稣的门徒还在那里争论谁为大。
Even at the Last Supper, the disciples of the Lord Jesus were still arguing who was great.
所以在这所有人当中，感谢神，仍然有一位，就是一个女人。他在想，我能为耶稣的死做上什么
？Praise the Lord! Among so many people, there was such a one woman, and who was thinking about what she could do for the Lord Jesus.
当世人都是罪人的时候，主耶稣他愿意为世人献上他自己，他自己愿意舍命。
While the whole world is guilty of sin, the Lord Jesus willingly gave up his life.For the world,
我要拯救一切信靠他的人。
In order to save all those who trust in him,
就是当耶稣的门徒背叛耶稣、出卖耶稣。
When the disciples of the Lord Jesus betrayed him and denied him and sold him,
当那耶路撒冷全城的人在那里喊“钉死耶稣，钉死耶稣”。
When all the Israelites in Jerusalem, when all the people in Jerusalem were shouting that crucify him.
他们当中有许许多多的人，耶稣曾经为他们医病赶鬼。
Many of them has received healing from the Lord Jesus, and Lord Jesus cast out demons for them.
耶稣把天国的福音传给他们。
Lord Jesus preached the gospel of the heaven.
但是现在这些人在那里喊：“钉死耶稣，钉死耶稣。”
But they were shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
当耶稣被钉在十字架上，人们嘲笑他。
When Jesus was crucified, people mocked at him.
但是耶稣仍然愿意为这样的人去牺牲他自己，献上他自己的生命。
But still, Jesus was willing to sacrifice his life, to give up his life for those people.
我不知道。当耶稣经历着一切的苦难的时候，在十字架上面对别人的嘲笑和讽刺的时候，我并不知道耶稣心中会不会想到曾经有一位为他献上了香膏。
I was wondering if when the Lord Jesus was suffering on the cross, when the Lord Jesus was receiving the mockings and laughings from people while hanging on the cross,whether the Lord Jesus would think about such a woman.
我也不知道，当看到那一个个就是愤怒、仇恨、嘲笑耶稣的那一张张罪人的脸的时候，耶稣会不会想到曾经有一个女人尽她所有一切把她香膏倾倒在耶稣身上？我不知道耶稣会不会这些会不会给耶稣带来一点安慰？我不知道。
I don't know. I don't know whether the Lord, when the Lord Jesus saw those people with a face of hatred or mocking, laughing at the Lord Jesus, whether the Lord Jesus would think about such a woman who has ever give up her.Most precious perfume for the Lord Jesus, and to do what she could do for the burial of the Lord Jesus. I don't know whether Lord Jesus would think about this, whether this would give him a little bit comfort.
耶稣说，虽然世人都是这样，但是至少还有一位为我的死 献上一瓶香膏，至少还有一位。我不知道耶稣心里会不会这样想。
Lord Jesus may be thinking that even all the people were doing something to harm me, but still there's one such a woman who is willing to give up her best for me.
圣经说日光之下并无新事。
The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
2000多年前当耶稣还在这个世界上的时候，许许多多人来到耶稣面前，就是说我要，我要耶稣，你给我这个，你给我做这个。
2000 years ago when all the people came up to Jesus and they just said I want this, I want that, Jesus give me this, give me that.
甚至耶稣告诉他们我很快就要死去了，但是没有人放在心上，人们还是说耶稣你给我这个，你给我这个。
When Jesus has told them that he was about to die, and no one has held this in their heart, and they still asked Jesus to give them this and that.
只有一个，把他尽他所能，把他一切所预备的倾倒在主耶稣身上。耶稣说：“你们到天普天下传福音，都要述说这女人所做的，是为耶稣的死所做的。”
Only this woman, and she.Has done all her best and to give up all her best for Jesus. And Jesus said, wherever gospel is preached, and wherever you go into this world to preach the gospel, to tell about the story of this woman for the memorial of her.
其实今天也是一样，日光之下并无新事。许许多多的人来到耶稣面前，来到耶稣这里，想的就是耶稣，你能为我做什么？你能给我什么？
It is the same today. There is nothing new under the sun. A lot of people today come to Jesus, just ask Jesus to do this and that for them.
耶稣说，我愿意把我的命舍弃为世人。耶稣愿意舍命。
Jesus said, I'm willing to lay down my life for the world. I'm willing.
但是有几个人说，耶稣，我愿意为你摆上。这样的人很少。
But how many people would like to would like to offer something, offer themselves for Jesus. Very few of them.
我刚才说到，当耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，耶稣看到这个世界上看到这些人，没有一个人可以说是善待耶稣。
I just mentioned that when the Lord Jesus was crucified, when he was on the cross.None of them has treated Lord Jesus well.
耶稣在那个时候会不会想起那一瓶香膏呢？我不知道。
I don't know whether the Lord Jesus would think about that alabaster jar of fragrant oil.
但是我觉得我们今天我们每一个人，我们应该知道一件事情。
But today, I think at least we should know one thing.
我们知道耶稣曾经为我舍命。我愿意为耶稣做什么？
We know the Lord Jesus has sacrificed his life for us, and what am I willing to do for the Lord Jesus?
我们今天来思想耶稣基督的受难。耶稣讲得很清楚，他愿意舍命，是为你，为我。
Today we are considering the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said that he was willing to lay down his life for you and for me.
那么我们也可以问我们自己，那我们愿意为耶稣做什么？
And we can ask ourselves, what are we willing to do for the Lord Jesus?
我们这个还活在这个世界上的人，我们在我们的有生之年，我们有没有尽我们所能为耶稣献上什么？
While we're still living in this world, in this life, is there something that we can do for the Lord Jesus?
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上那爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
感谢你赐下圣灵来光照带领我们，让我们从圣经的话语当中来认识我们的救主耶稣基督。
Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to light on us so from the scriptures and we can learn about our Lord Jesus.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
但是主耶稣基督却爱着世人，爱罪人。
But the Lord Jesus loved the people in the world, loved the sin, he loved sinners.
主耶稣甚至他愿意舍己，乃是为罪人，为世人舍己。
He was willing to give up his life for sinners, for the people in the world.
我们愿圣灵也光照带领我们，让每一个信靠耶稣的人，被耶稣的宝血所拯救赎买回来的人。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will light on us and all we, who believe in the Lord Jesus, who has been purchased by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣为我舍己，那我愿意为耶稣做什么？
And Lord Jesus laid down his life for us. What was, am I willing to do for the Lord Jesus?
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.